Hello, my name is Ola and welcome to Fertility Conversations podcast. Today we're going to be talking about how to stay sane while trying to conceive. So basically, what am I doing to keep myself sane? I'd like to say firstly that in terms of fertility, if you're under 35 and I've been trying consistently for 12 months, then it's time to see a fertility doctor. Or at least see a doctor for an evaluation. But if you're over 35 and you've been trying for 6 months, then you should definitely see a doctor as well. All right, so how do I stay sane? Because in reality, the whole journey of trying to conceive can be very consuming, right? It can seem like every moment is spent wondering what to do next. So for me, I try to find support and connect with other people on social media. So on Instagram, on Facebook, on fertility forums. I find that, connecting with people that are dealing with similar, that are on this similar journey can be very helpful because you can trade stories of what you've done, what you're trying next, and perhaps what has worked for you, what hasn't, what you've learned. So it just helps you to connect to people that understand what you're dealing with. As well, some of those people now have babies, right? So it helps to renew your hope that it is possible for you to be successful. It's much better to connect to people that understand what you're dealing with. I find support that way anyway. And sometimes someone will share something very encouraging, maybe some quotes of hope or some stories. It kind of helps me anyway to feel better. Of course, like anything else, sometimes I stay away from social media as well, because sometimes it can get too much and sometimes you want something different. You just want to not be discussing fertility. So for me, connecting with other people and finding support on social media helps. Another thing sometimes that helps is taking time off to pamper myself, right? So sometimes I can get a pedicure or a manicure. Of course, during this time of COVID, that's not really possible. But I can still spend some time, taking care of myself. I can give myself a facial. If there wasn't a lockdown, I could have gone for a massage. I could sit down and just enjoy nature, if you can just relax as much as possible. When I say relax, I don't mean relaxed and that will solve the problem, but I mean taking time to just take care of yourself. That can help as well. Indulge yourself, right? So even take a nice cup of cocoa, chocolate drink, milk, milkshake, watch a nice movie. Right, just something for yourself to just relax and have a good time. I find that helps me as well. I think it's also important to have an answer ready for people that like to ask questions. During this journey, you have a lot of people that would always ask, okay, what is going on? Have you tried this? Have you tried that? So it's good to kind of have an answer ready for them. So for me, sometimes I'll just say, okay, great, thanks for your advice, and just change the subject. Of course, sometimes it's pretty annoying when you keep getting the same questions. It can be annoying. Now you might want to not be so nice when you're responding, but as much as possible, try to have an answer ready, something that you can just easily say to them and change the subject. Okay. Another thing I find that helps me is reading books, actually, either ebooks on Kindle or an actual book about fertility. You know, you have a lot of books that have helped others. Like I read It All Starts With an Egg. That was very good because it helps you to maybe make some changes that could help in terms of improving your egg. And also it actually has some input as well for sperm, so it can be a good book to read. But also books about people's journey, you know, people that also went through, dealt with infertility and now have babies. So again, it helps to encourage you and renews your hope. Sometimes can also just provide you with more insight about options available to you. I think also sometimes hanging out with friends and family, of course, even during this time of COVID, that's not really possible. So you might have to do Zoom calls, Zoom parties, have a drink, and, you know, just have other conversations about other things apart from fertility. And of course, you don't want to forget your partner. If you're in a relationship, don't forget your partner or your husband. You know, take time to just connect with each other and maybe go on a walk together, watch a movie together. Try to just, you know, remember why you both got together, right? It's not just you didn't get together just to have a baby or have babies. So I think spending some time together just to relax and keeping romance alive and paying attention to each other can be very helpful. Okay. As well, I think maybe keeping a journal, if you like, you know, you can write things out in your diary or your notepad just to keep track of what is happening on a daily or weekly basis. During this journey, it can help to clear your head and try to just note what's happening. You can also use an e-journal if you don't like to write on paper. I find that it helps when you write it down or speak it out or whatever it may be that you prefer. And I think for me as well, I always look forward to the time when I have babies and I can look back and read what I wrote during this time, during the wait. I think it can be helpful to do that. And you know, you feel that you can say your innermost thoughts because you're not talking to somebody, you're just writing out, you know, your journal how you feel. Okay. For me, people might find this weird, but I also have actually a baby registry. You know, I've noted down all the things I want, like a baby wish list. I have all the things I want, people to give me, you know, maybe things I would like to buy. I have the perfect feeding pillow. You know, I have the nice baby carriers that I've checked out on the internet and I've noted them down. The strollers I would like, you know, the first baby book I would want to buy. I think it helps, right? Because it's almost like you're preparing for it, right? You know, for me, when you're praying and you're believing and trusting that God is going to do this, then I also think taking some actions out of faith can also be very helpful. So trusting and believe that your babies will come and creating a wish list of what you would like people to get you or what you would like to get for yourself when you're pregnant and also when you have a baby, I think it's great. Well, I do it anyways. And of course, I also have baby names ready. Again, I like to, when I pray, I like to also, you know, believe my prayers have been answered. So again, I have the names of my babies. I call out my babies' names when I'm praying for them, trust and believe that they're already here and already praying for them and their future. So that helps me again. So, you know, if you want to have two kids or three or four, whatever it is you desire, I think giving them names now and praying with those names and just hoping and believing and holding on to God's promises helps me anyway. So maybe it'll help you too. I think also, you know, creating, so basically, again, like I said, spend time with yourself, relaxing. If you want to have tea, coffee, You can do that and just relax. I also find exercise helps me a lot. You know, I go on long walks, usually daily. I work like at the minimum, usually 2 hours. You know, I just walk and just listen to music and just clear my head. Sometimes I listen to praise music, sometimes worship songs, sometimes it's other types of songs, you know. So, but I love music, it helps me to just relax. So, walking and just you know, getting some exercise. And sometimes I do exercises at home as well, in front of the computer. I love the work at home exercise. I love PrayFit. That's another exercise I do. It helps. And sometimes, you know, just, of course, every time I'm praying about this, you know, I'm sure God knows that already, but sometimes just spending time in praying as well and just, you know, telling God again, hey, you know what I want, you know, this is partnership, let's make this happen, give me the strength to wait for your time and guide me, you know, in what way that I should go. So there is no perfect way or perfect thing to do, but this is some of the things I do just to help me, because again, you don't have any control over when your babies actually come. But of course, you do everything that you can. You pray, you actualize what you can, basically see a doctor, see what can be done, you know, decide on options you want to proceed with. There are many options in available to you in trying to get a baby. So whatever feels right for you, or whatever decision you make in terms of how to accomplish that goal, then that's your choice. But it's important to just take care of your physical and mental health during this whole journey. Of course, you know, also spending this time to focus on your hobbies or your passion can also help. Of course, you know, if you're working, then that can help. But of course, if you're passionate about other things, this could also be a good time to build on that and just connect with other people. And, you know, if you, I think also spending some time helping others in helps me work with some charities. I find that helps. If you're able to visit an orphanage and work with the kids there, that's fine. Of course, sometimes I did that for some time, but at a point it got a little bit much for me as well. So, you know, whatever works for you, you can do that. You know, it's such an emotional journey that, you know, what you feels good for you today might not feel good tomorrow. So just take it one day at a time. And yeah, keep take care of yourself, take care of your mind, take care of your body, take care of your soul. And those are the things that keep me sane during this journey. And I do hope that in the near future, babies come and, you know, I can tell them, hey, see all what mommy did to while waiting for you to get here, right? So thank you so much for listening to this episode. Please do like it and comment and share with your family and friends. If there's any topic or, you know, something you'd like us to discuss in a future episode, please send me a message on Instagram at Fertility Conversations. You can also send me an email, fertilityconversations@gmail.com. And yeah, so we can discuss in the future. Thank you again for listening, and looking forward to connecting with you next time. Bye for now.